It is Saturday Night Special Edition. And Blog Talk Radio is always screwing shit up. What the fuck, man? Anyway, again, it's Saturday night, 7 o'clock, a special edition of the Bulls 2 Cents. And we are talking whatever. It is open rant night. Call in 347-989-1084. I'll see you in a few minutes. Well, as always, always something with VTR. So this is going to be the last broadcast of the Bulls 2 Cents on the VTR, man. We are moving to new servers, and we are not putting up with this shit anymore, man. You pay all this fucking money, man. All this fucking money, and nothing ever fucking works, man. And it's pissing me the fuck off, man. We're trying to... Oh! I'm mad right now. And you know what? You have to get upset if you're going to do something. And guess what? We at the TCRN are fucking pissed, and we are done with this crap. We are moving next week to a better place, man. To a better place. I'm not shelling out fucking money to these assholes anymore who don't even try to improve. They don't listen to what anybody has to say unless you have X amount of listeners to your show and bringing it into their website, okay? I'm tired of this fucking crap, man. It's done. I'm over it. Not doing it anymore. All right? So fuck you, BTRN. Fucking done with you, man. Fucking piss me off, man. So anyway, tonight's show, open fucking rant, okay? And that's enough. With these guys, man. I'm done with them. We're done. All right. We're moving on to bigger and better things. We're fucking evolving, man. And that's all that needs to be said about it. Okay. I apologize to the listeners. I apologize that we can't get anything going because, you know, they don't want to pay attention. They don't want to listen to us on how to improve, their ability to service their clients. So fuck them, dude. That's it. Last time. Anyway, welcome, 2 Cents. I'm your host, The Bull. Call in numbers 347-989-1084. I know most of y'all are getting ready to go out to the club or to a party, to somebody's, you know, house just to hang out or whatever, man. But before you go, make sure you call in. Vent all that week's frustration out. This is the venue to do it. We're going to allow you to do it here. This is why we do what we do here, man. So again, call in. Don't forget about the Facebook page, Facebook event page, man, for all y'all that are have liked us on Facebook and got your invitations on Friday to come to the show today and has all the information to call in, all the information to live stream. And on that Facebook event page, you can interact with myself in real time or any of the other listeners in real time. And it's a good time, man. It's a place for people just to vent, to get whatever they have on off their chest, and just, you know, just to chill. You let it out, you uncage the animal, and then that's it. It's done, you move on, and you go on to bigger and better things, man. A lot of people leave that pent-up frustration and anger, and they just leave it there. And then when it comes out, it's not good. So you got to let it out every once in a while. Let it out every once in a while. Let's do that tonight, man. So I've started it, okay? I started it with my rant today, this morning, the beginning of the show. So let's just leave it at that. And I feel much better now because I know that I'm moving on to bigger, better things. And I know that when we evolve the way that we're going to evolve, that we're going to be putting out a better quality to our listeners and to our fans and to all of you, man. And, you know, when you say something to myself or any of the other hosts on this network, man, we listen and we start moving in that direction to give you guys what you want. And you guys have been great with your criticisms and telling us, you know, hey, this is probably something you should try, or, you know, maybe you should improve on that. And we're definitely taking all of that advice and criticism, and we're going to make it happen, dude. So that's the first thing I wanted to get off my chest. Next thing is, you know, got some admin stuff, man. A lot of people, you know, it's tough doing what you do, but you don't make any excuses, and you get out there and you just fucking get it done, man. Our website was kind of falling to the wayside, man. I've been working on it for the last 3 or 4 days. It's improved 100%, man. And I want everybody to go check it out. It's not totally done yet. If you have a PC or a Mac, it's looking great on that. I really haven't been able to work on the mobile app yet. It's kind of jacked up still, but that's going to get done tonight as well. I promise you that we will be lock, stock, ready to rock, man, by Monday morning. And it's going to be smooth. It's going to be smooth, man. It's going to look nice. And it's going to be easier for everyone to find us. And we're going to take advantage of a lot of things that we didn't know about earlier while we were cutting our teeth into business, man. And, you know, it's going to be fun. And the more people that we have joining in a discussion, the more we can root out the bullshit and help each other out with errors in our thinking and errors in our logic and come to a truthful conclusion that is not viral when we speak it, when we put that vibratory energy out. So again, man, participation is highly, highly encouraged. This way we can get everybody into the discussion, because here in this network at the TCRN, we start the conversation. We don't end it. So, yeah, we're having a good time, man. We're doing it, and I'm glad all of you are along for the ride. So, with that being said, www.triviumcaferadionetwork.com. Please check it out. Any concerns, anything that needs to be corrected, let us know, man, so we can put something out there that when people click on it, they're like, damn, this is, these guys are starting to get their shit together. And, you know, I really like listening to what they have to say, and I want to see what they have in the future. And that's our goal. And then one of our goals, anyway, another one of our goals is to get people off their fucking asses and start researching all this shit for yourself, man. If you see a problem in your neighborhood, if you see a problem in the world, whatever it is, man, get out there, get pissed off about it, and go do something about it, okay? Do something. That's what we want to do here on the Bull's Two Cents, is to get people out of their fucking chairs, out there talking to people, out there saying, hey, let's talk about root cause analysis. Let's not just put band-aids on things anymore, man. Let's root out what the actual problem is, get rid of it, and that's it, man. And we move on and we evolve and we get stronger and we get smarter and we get better. And, you know, I gotta really think that when other beings look at us, even with all the tech that we have today, they have to think, damn, they have not evolved. Just let that sit in for a minute, because we have all this stuff at our fingertips, and most people use it as a distraction. Okay, and let me tell you something, man. I'm guilty too. I do it as well. All right. Don't think that I'm sitting up here thinking that, oh yeah, blah blah blah, I got all the answers. No, that's not even close, man. That's not even close. What I'm saying is, we all collectively need to start using this tech, knowing the tech, understanding the tech, and being wise on how it works. This way, we can take off those locks. So we can take off the limitations that are put on those pieces of tech and use them for something bigger, something better, other than shooting Angry Birds across the screen. Or I don't know what the big freaking games are now and apps and all this stuff. I don't know that. All right. But I'm just saying, let's start using it. Let's start using it to unlock those chains around our consciousness so we can get out of the box and evolve and become truly free and become seekers of truth and become those who protect the weak. And when I say weak, I'm talking about those who have not achieved that higher consciousness or who aren't on the road to developing higher consciousness. These are the people that we need to protect. If we already see certain things that are wrong and we don't do anything about it, then we are cowards. If you see something wrong and it doesn't piss you off to the point where you have to get up out of your seat or get your ass off the couch and do something about it, that is the fucking problem. That's where we need to start. And that's what we're trying to do here at the TCRN on the Bull's Two Cents. We are trying to get people up off their asses and do something. Quit sitting on the couch yelling at the TV. Quit looking at your computer screen or your tablets or whatever, and quit yelling at the screen. You've already come to part one. The first part, the first thing you have to do is get angry before you can take action. Don't just get angry and just stay there, because nothing's going to get done. It's time to rise up. Do not settle for mediocrity anymore. Do not settle for excuses. Excuses, that's a cool euphemism for fucking, I'm gonna lie to you and tell you why I'm not doing what I need to do. If it pisses you off, you need to take action. Now, that doesn't mean go out and kill people and rob and all, thieve and all this stuff. I'm talking about actually doing something that is not aggression, that is not violence, that is not immoral. Okay? We all know how the assholes got to the top. Now it's time for the real people. Will the real humans please fucking stand up? Okay? That's what we need to do, man. Let's be better than them, not bring ourselves to their level. Now, with that note being said, if you do see violence against another individual, then you need to be a protector and you need to throw up that defensive force shield. That's why things are called force shields. A force shield is for defense, okay? So let's do that. Let's start doing it. Let's make a promise to each other. I know there's plenty of you there that are listening to the live stream. Plenty of y'all sitting on the phone lines right now, man. I know you're all out there. I know you can hear me. It's time, man. It's time to rise up. It's time to fucking do something. Let's stop talking and start doing. And all the assholes that are gonna IM me on social media. I'm sitting here delivering what as close to truth as I can get to wake your ass up, to shock your ass into fucking saying, shit, I need to look into that. Or, this motherfucker's stupid. Let me go prove him wrong. I'm going to go and research it myself. And I'm going to show him that he is full of shit. Please do that. I encourage it. I want you to do that. That is what we want here. Because that means I said something to piss you off to the point that you got off the couch and said, let me show this dude that he is fucking wrong. That's all I'm asking, man. And that's all I want. I'm not here to lead everyone into the next revolution. If it happens, you damn right, I'm going to stand up and lead. However, we need to be prepared. Our minds need to be prepared. Too many people go into battle not knowing what side they're on, right or wrong, and they're not prepared for what's coming. I see it every day. I talk to people like that every day. If you listened to the show last week, we had those very people on this show telling us basically that they weren't prepared, that they didn't know what side they were on. And granted, a lot of them out there today that I talk to still don't know what side they were on. They want to believe and they want to think, but it's not the truth that they were on the right side, that they were the good guys. But if you sit and you think about it for just 2 seconds, you'll know exactly what side you were on. And that is the moment where you will get pissed off and you will take action. You will start researching that material. You will start looking for answers. You will start chasing down the leads and say, yes, absolutely. They pulled the wool over my eyes and I fell for it. And that's going to segue into something that I weeks ago, I have been getting bombarded with, dude, you got to do more stuff on the police, and you got to do more stuff on the military, and you have to tell everyone the truth. Hard truths. That's what we're here for, man. People don't want to hear the truth. People want to argue against the truth. You want to know the best source to go to? The axioms and principles of the universe, of nature. These are self-evident truths, not beliefs, not thoughts, not opinions. They are self-evident truths. But yet people who are brought up in this new age thing, that are brought up into these indoctrinated Prussian education system, are taught that no matter what I think, it is truth. And you have to respect it. And we're not going to see eye to eye. And you just have to accept that my morality is different than yours. Wrong. Moral relativism has been proven. Sorry, has been disproven. That is a better way to say it. Okay? It is not subjective to each individual. There is an objective standard of morality, of right and wrong. What side are you going to be on? when the universe decides to mirror those actions back at you. The universe isn't going to care what you think. The universe isn't going to care what your opinion is. The universe isn't going to care what you believe. Because that negative energy that you put out is going to eventually be repelled back. It's a mirror. Okay? It's got nothing to do with a man in the clouds looking down at you. Okay? Now, with that said, you can think anything you want. You can believe anything you want. You can opine to anything that you want. And that's fine. I'm not going to use violence against you because you want to argue against self-evident truths. I'm not going to use violence against you. I'm just saying, okay, hopefully you'll be able to observe truth, and then we can pick up our discussion again. I'm not going to beat you up, kidnap you, and put you in a cage. Okay? I'm not going to do that simply because we have a disagreement, or, you know, you are of the mindset that it doesn't matter if it's true, it's whatever I think or whatever I believe. There's the difference, ladies and gentlemen. The difference is that people like me will not use aggression simply because you disagree with us. We are not going to come out there and beat you up and throw you in a cage, man, and then take your money on top of that, or your wages for your labor. We're not going to do that. All right? That's not what we do. And when I say we, everyone needs to prepare themselves. All right? Get mentally prepared. When I say we, I am talking about the voluntarists of the world, the anarchists of the world. Those who believe, think, know, understand, and understand how that all works. We are the people who will not aggress against you. We are the people who will not force these things upon you. You have the choice, just like we have the choice, all right? It will not upset me to the point where I'm going to be like, I need to beat this dude up because he's just not going to listen to what I'm saying. No. However, if you do threaten someone else's life, if you do wish to do violence against someone else's life, if you agree with something that requires violence against another person, a violation of self-ownership, a violation of the non-aggression principle, a violation of freedom, well, then I'm going to use defensive force against you. That's just how it is, ladies and gentlemen. There's a distinction. And it doesn't matter what you think, believe. That's truth. Okay? That's truth. Now, if you disagree with me, 347-989-1284, let's have a talk about it, man. That's why we're doing this, man. Tell me where my error in logic is. Because last I checked, a self-evident truth is not an error in logic. And when you apply it correctly, there's no error in logic. But it doesn't stop there. Now you have to take action-based solutions and find the root cause of these problems. And the biggest problem that you guys keep bringing up to me week after week is the police brutality. Police brutality. it's barbaric sounding, because that's what it is. It is an organization based in violence. Violence against you if you do not comply with their rules. Listen to the words. If you do not comply with their rules. Rules, ladies and gentlemen, not their laws. There's only one law, and that is the law of the universe, the law of nature. We're not talking the Darwinism laws, because that's bunk. That is bunk, dude. Okay? Survival of the fittest? Bullshit. It's not survival of the fittest. That's what the aggressive, violent motherfuckers that try and rule over you want you to believe, in this Darwinism. Survival of the fittest. And natural law is wrong and it's a bad thing. Uh-uh. Natural selection. They're thinking natural selection. Okay? So let's get our shit straight. Understand how, know and understand how they are using information against you, occulted knowledge against you. All right? I'm laying out some steps here. I hope you're fucking paying attention. All right? Don't be part of the stupid idiot crowd out there that doesn't know what's going on, and they do and repeat everything that these talking heads say on television or on the frickin' radio. Identify it. Recognize it. Defend against it. Some people would define consciousness as the ability to identify and recognize patterns. Because when you can do that, then you can change your vibration to defend against the violence against you, against the elements and nature trying to do its thing, because it's nature and we can't change it. So we have to adapt. We have to change our vibration. We have to change our algorithm if we're going to actually see change. We have to manifest it by changing ourselves. But too many of you are fucking lazy to do that. And don't take offense to it, okay? Because it's the truth. There are too many cowards. There are too many lazy motherfuckers out there that will sit there and just let things happen until it happens to them. Then it's too late to take action. We need the numbers, ladies and gentlemen, if we are going to invoke the change that needs to happen. We're not talking utopia. That does not exist. Okay? There is always that small percentage of people who are psychopaths, okay? We know this, okay? And when people are bullied and overpowered, they follow psychopaths because the numbers are against them and they don't want to be extinguished. The time for doing nothing is over. The time to rise up is now. Not tomorrow, not after dinner, not after I get fucked up this weekend. Now. Remember, the universe doesn't know days of the week. This is a human abstraction, invention, whatever you want to call it, that has been put into place. The universe doesn't know that shit. Okay? You can't say, hey, well, I was waiting till Monday, man. Oh, universe is going to look back at you and say, what the fuck is Monday? You know, I am the higher fucking force right now. Don't make excuses to me. The universe will wipe you out without thinking about it. Because it's the universe. Those forces out there do what they want, when they want, and how they want. We can do nothing to change it. However, we can change our vibration to defend against it. And that is what needs to happen. People think, especially if you read books like The Art of War or any of these generals who have published books about defensive positioning and how it's frowned upon, and that it's easy to, if you have a defensive posture only, it's easier to attack against it and to find its weaknesses and to exploit those weaknesses and to take over. I'm going to call bullshit on that. Because if that is what you do, that is your mindset, that is your way of thinking, then there will be no weaknesses to exploit. But you have to get to that point. You have to put it into practice. And when those psychopaths attack and they do find a weakness, then you must adapt. You must change your vibration. You must change your fucking algorithm to defend against it and to keep the knowledge, the understanding, and the know-how to defend against it. Not just a one-time deal. This is an all-time deal for your very existence. Until you are extinguished into the black hole of consciousness and your mind erased, and then you are put into the next phase that the universe feels you need to be put into. But we cannot get to the point of remembering past conscious experiences because we can't get to that level of actually making that transition from extinguishing our biochemical suits and the consciousness leaving them and finding the next biosuit to go into. We forget wiping a hard drive. There's no telling where our consciousness has been, what it's done, what it knows. There's beliefs and thoughts out there that it's hidden in our DNA and our code. People with a certain code or a certain biosuit can unlock certain things within the consciousness. So we have to make these changes. But we are very adaptive, not only in the biosuits we currently inhabit, but in our minds, in our consciousness. We can do this. We just need to get the fuck up off our asses and do something. It starts now. It starts now. If you want to join me and the rest of the fucking world on this, then you need to get up off the couch, get up out of your seat, stop your car, get the fuck out, roll the windows down, it doesn't fucking matter, and you say to the universe, I am ready now. That energy out there, put the universe on notice. Let it accept that energy. And it'll reflect. It'll reflect back to you. So, again, police brutality is something that you guys keep bringing up to me, man. And this is one of those symptoms. It's not a root cause, okay? It's a symptom. It's one of those things where you start there and you look at it and you wake people the fuck up and then you start going after the root cause. I mean, I know where the root cause is. I say it all the time. If you are a fan of any of the shows on our network, the root cause of all of the police brutality and a whole bunch and whole slew of other problems, probably about 90% of the problems in this world, on this planet that we call Earth, the ancients called Ki. Ki. When I hear Ki, I think of a place or a thing that unlocks something else. In ancient times, in Sumerian times, they called Earth Ki. The key to what? Here is some knowledge that we don't know, or is occulted, or has been taken from us, forgotten over time. The root cause of all of this is programming. We are all programmed for 13 years in the Prussian education school system. That is why we know nothing. And we are on a rediscovery of knowledge, understanding, and know-how. But it has to start now. So, police brutality is the thing that you guys want the most for me to talk about. But I have to go in through the history of everything. And I have to point out that it is a symptom of the bigger problem. And the root cause is education. Know the history of that. Know, understand it, take action. Okay? So, 20 minutes left. 347-989-1084. Anyone have anything to say, anything they need to get off their chest, just let me know. And you dial in, you press number 1 on your keypad, man. That'll let me know. We'll bring you on, and you just vent your heart out. Real shit. Not scripted. All right? Anyway. So we're talking police brutality, okay? Give you a little history, a little reasoning, a little knowledge, a little understanding. All right, now it's time for you guys to go out there and finish up that research, finish up that your own, well, sorry, start up your own research, start drawing your own conclusions, and don't forget the trivia method of learning. Make sure you put thinking in there somewhere rather than problem reaction solution problems, yeah. The David Icke stuff. All right, go look that up. Anyway, I'm so just fucking pissed off right now, man. I can't even think straight. So I need to turn it back a little bit because I can't even remember stuff that is ingrained in my head. If you ever read David Icke stuff, man, it takes years to read his stuff. He documents everything and to chase all the leads that he provides. If you go and check out, Richard Grove and History So It Doesn't Repeat. Those guys give you so many leads to chase down and to look, research upon research, leads and leads and truth. It's mind-boggling. So I digress a little bit. But I'm merely pointing out that I'm so pissed off right now about the headlines, which, like at the beginning of the year, a lot of us here on this network put out there, hey, you're going to see a spike in police brutality. You're going to see a spike in police killings. You're going to see a spike in mass shootings. You're going to see a spike in all this stuff. Why? Because it's a fucking presidential election year, man. And they got to take away the most important thing to us, which is the ability to defend ourselves, okay? Or they need to limit the way that we defend ourselves, all right? So that's why you're seeing a spike in all this stuff. Oh, and we also said we'll see a spike in the race debate again, talking about race issues and this and that. Let me tell you something. The only thing that is different between you and I is that we have a different type of biosuit. Period, point blank. Doesn't matter the color or anything like that. Shit, if you want to talk about color, well then say fucking all people who drive red cars like rainbow freaking air fresheners. Oh, that's fucking racist. Same fucking thing, same fucking idea, same fucking use. All right, start thinking of things outside how they relate to each other. Things that are similar, not the differences, okay? Fuck the differences, man. We all need to look at everything that's similar. That's how you identify shit. That's how you recognize shit. Not by the differences. Compare and contrast this. Quentin Tarantino decided to tell the truth. That's all he did, was he took an observation and told the truth. He said, cops who murder are murderers. Who murder are murderers. Sound. I mean, it sounds valid. It's sound. The only thing is you can put in whatever you want for the noun. One who participates in the act of murder is a murderer. What is so bad about telling the truth or that truth? He didn't say all cops. Hell, he really didn't even say some cops. He was extremely specific. He said any cop who murders is a murderer. So what is the reaction from the police? These fucking cowards, these assholes who believe that they believe and they think. It's not the truth. They believe and they think they can just run around simply because someone told them they could, and that because something is written on a fucking magical piece of paper with a magical pen, that they can run around and shoot people and they don't have to fucking worry about it. They don't have to worry about getting in trouble. They don't have to be responsible for their actions. That is a dead individual. That is the metaphor for walking dead. Once you outsource your thinking, your conscious seeing ceases to exist. You are no longer conscious when you outsource your thinking. I want you to think about that for one freaking minute. Once you outsource your thinking, you cease to be conscious. Disagree. 347-989-1084. Every single one. There's no such thing as a good cop. All right. You have people whose profession is being a cop, a law enforcement officer, whatever you want to euphemize them as. Okay. And they, as individuals, can do good actions, right actions. But actually being and working for an organization that is based in violence, it doesn't matter what good you do while you're performing those violent and aggressive actions, you are still wrong. You are still a cowardly piece of shit psychopath. And on this show, welcome to the fucking bull ring, everyone is responsible for their words. Every vibratory energy that comes out of their mouth, each individual is responsible for. I own that statement. Every single cop out there, you work for an organization that is based in violence, okay? You use aggression and violence against those who don't need to comply with your rules because you arbitrarily apply those rules to people. Natural law doesn't tell us this, that we can't smoke a plant if we want to. Natural law doesn't say that it's wrong to, say fuck you to somebody. Natural law doesn't say that it's wrong that you can't operate a car without a plastic square. A plastic square. We're talking Masonic symbols now, ladies and gentlemen. The truth is, I can get into my car and I can drive it naked if I wanted to. That is no reason to assault, kidnap, and throw someone in a fucking cage. And if you believe in that wholeheartedly, and you're one of these assholes that says, oh, I'm just doing my job, I have mouths to feed. Blood money, motherfucker. Choke on that. I'm just doing my job. My job is based in violence and aggression against people who don't comply with rules that are arbitrarily applied to them. You are a piece of shit. You are unconscious. If you don't see that you are wrong and the organization you work for is wrong and you don't quit, what does that say about you? So, Quentin Tarantino says cops who murder are murderers. The police unions come back and threaten with him with a quote-unquote surprise for Tarantino and promise to hurt him. You know what? If you murder someone, you're a murderer. Own that shit, motherfucker. Euphemism. Doesn't matter if they're a fucking cop. Let's put it like this. Anyone who violently and aggressively takes the life of another is a murderer. Okay? You can put whatever you want with anyone. Cop, lawyer, armed forces, douchebag. Anything. It doesn't matter. Put any noun in that place and it is still true. Just because you use the word cop doesn't make it untrue. There is no exception. There is no gray area in axioms and principles, in the laws of the universe, in the laws of nature. There is no gray areas. All you Star Wars fans out there, when Luke says, oh, I'll try and get the X-Wing out of the swamp, Yoda says, no, do or do not. There is no try. That's universal law summed up in a fucking nutshell. Right there. You comply with the true laws, the things that are immutable and that cannot be changed by man, they are knowable and observable in nature. Don't comply with those things, okay? You put that shit out into the universe, it's going to come back. And it's not going to be pretty. It's going to hurt. It's just going to be bad, man, okay? So, for telling the truth, okay, which that's what he did. He told the truth. He didn't aggress against anyone. He didn't violently assault anyone. He didn't do any of that stuff. He merely made a statement. Now, don't get me wrong. In his past, I'm sure he's probably knocked out a few cops here and there or whatever, dude. But for merely speaking the truth. Violent and aggressive behavior is now being thrown at him by these thugs. And if you don't know what a thug is, okay, because I know in America there's this misconception of a thug being this dude that runs around with a bandana and is armed to the teeth, and you know, he hangs out in the inner cities and he runs around dealing drugs and shit like that. That is not a thug. Okay? A thug, let's just put it this way, people are defined by their actions. Period, point blank. Okay? So if you deal drugs, doesn't matter how you're dressed or anything, like if you deal drugs, you are a drug dealer. However, that's a whole separate discussion about drugs. Okay? If you deal in arms, you are a arms dealer. I'm not saying these things are bad. I'm just saying your actions are what is defining you at that particular time. So if you murder, you are a murderer. Your action defines you, not the euphemistic language that and stigma that people put on you. Doesn't matter if you're a cop. If you murder, you are a murderer. I'm going to keep saying that. Grain it in your head. That is truth. If a farmer murders someone, they are a murderer. It doesn't change anything. It's still true. For fuck's sake, guys, let's wake the fuck up. I can tell everyone's scared tonight, just sitting there chilling, hanging out, listening to me, probably laughing at me. I don't care, man. 347-989-1084. Press number one on your keypad, man. Let's get this thing going. We got about 5 minutes left. I know a lot of people are getting ready for tonight and getting ready to go out, have a good time, get fucked up, whatever. I get it. Probably got me on speaker or streaming me through your speakers on your computer, and that's cool, man. I'm glad you are listening. This is what I want you guys to do tonight. Go out and observe. I want you to go out and observe. When you see a cop, okay, when you see a cop, don't look at them the way that you are programmed to look at them. Look at them as a normal individual. Watch their actions. Are they correct or are they incorrect? Are they right? Are they wrong? Don't worry about the uniform. Do not worry about that programming, that virus that is ingrained in your consciousness, that they can do that simply because someone else said so, or a piece of paper says so. You do that honestly and truly, and you will start to see something disappear. Fear. Your fear will start to disappear. Your fear will start to disappear because they are no longer this protected entity that has been programmed inside of you. It gets erased. That program gets erased, and you see that individual and the individual only, and he is wearing a costume and he has weapons to, quote unquote, defend himself against me, a peaceful individual who does not violently aggress against anyone. Now, don't get me wrong. If anyone does violently aggress against another and they happen to be one of these costume thugs, then by all means, sir, do your job. Protect. That is the job of everyone. We are all morally bound to protect each other against violence and aggression. How do you think we survive in the wild? We banded together. We thwarted the attackers or the predators, and we were able to establish defenses. It was all predicated on defense, not on aggression. People didn't actively go out and seek to destroy each other. It was merely the small group of psychopaths who got together, who were charismatic enough to rally people around them to go attack others. So the people who weren't like that set up defenses. But unfortunately, the psychopaths have infiltrated us in the place that we didn't expect, the weak spot. And that's the brain, man. They've taken it, they've taken control of consciousness. They've learned how to program you. So tonight, look at them as a normal human being and watch their actions. Put it in your head. If you were to do this, would it be right or wrong? It would be wrong. So that is what I want you guys to do tonight while you're out. Observe these things. And I guarantee you, your fear will disappear because you and your consciousness have started to delete that program. If you don't believe me, try it. Fucking try it. Don't be scared. Don't allow the fear to keep you from doing what you need to do. Once the fear is stripped away, now, the things that were holding you back, fear, will not hold you back anymore. You will not even think about them anymore. You will not even look at them anymore. You will start to figure out how to defend against them when they do bother you. That's my time tonight. Thank you very much for tuning in. This has been the Bull's Two Cents. I am the Bull. This is the TCRN. We are evolving here. We will see you next week. I love each and every one of you. www.triviumcaferadionetwork.com. Check us out. I'm out.